Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second, the right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Fred Chapman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Chubby Dean. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mac moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Mac moves to third. Desautels moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mac scores. Desautels scores. Smith moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive towards short. Chapman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels throws to second, with Boudreau covering, and has Johnson trapped. There's the throw to Keltner who tags Johnson for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Keltner moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Dean bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-2 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. McCoy moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoy moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoy scores. Moses moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman is walked intentionally. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Suter reaches second base with a double. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Moses reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Suter. Heath moves to third. Bell moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack is walked intentionally. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath scores. Bell moves to third. Mack moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Red Howell pinch hits for Al Smith. Red Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Mack scores. Desautels moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Red Howell. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Desautels scores. Peters moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Herman Bess now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 4 in the game. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trotsky. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Trotsky steals second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Herman Bess. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.